You're listening to another Woodshop podcast, the okayest podcast of its type. Your hosts are Daniel Dunlap of Daniel Dunlap Woodworks and Peter Kapar of Petrie's Workshop. You can find them as well as the podcast on your favorite social media platforms.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 170 of another Woodshop podcast, where this week we're joined by one of my favorite agents of content chaos. He doesn't care about the algorithm or the For You page or what people say you have to do. He's having fun, he's kicking butt, taking names, and it's working. One could say this is going to be a hot mess, but it's more like a lukewarm mess. Luke from Luke in a Garage is here.
Oh, what's up, boys? That was an intro. God.
All right. Well, we're changing the show title to Lukewarm Mess.
Luke-warm mess.
We haven't even started. Oh, what's up, fellas? Am I supposed to pretend that we haven't done the pre-show and like we're just starting out straight?
Everyone knows about the pre-show.
This is all fresh.
Now we're going to kind of like say hi to you while Dan pulls up the list of patrons that he should have ready.
Okay.
Oh, I have it ready.
I'm ready.
So I was waiting for the segue.
Usually Ben does all this stuff for me. I don't know how this is. This is a very official. So you guys have a thing you do.
Pete, I need a good transition to the patrons.
The patrons. Well, Dan,
Speaking of a dude who has a lot of friends, Dan.
I couldn't do any better. Dan.
All right. This week, we have one new patron, and that is Jeff from Maker's Way. Woo! Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thanks, buddy.
We appreciate you.
Jeff,
and I want to give a...
And then you want to bring the top tier patrons?
I want to give a big shout out to all our VIP patrons.
Our math generals.
And they are as follows. Victor R. Gemma, Matthew Hoff of Matthew's Woodworking, Nick Brim Woodworking, Matt Maynard of Patriotic Pines, Steve Iadarola, Bill Burkle of WTB Woodworking, Malcolm over at Boston Nova Woodworks, the voice of AWP, Justin at Calvary Customs, Patrick Gensel, Square Splinter, Michael Flickinger, Scotty Holland of Elevated Wood Design, Max and Mindy Coons of Stubby K Studio, and Jacob Miller of A Sweet Shop, A Sweet Idea. Thank you to each and every one of you who support us. And how can they support us, Beat, if they choose so?
Well, Dan, I'm glad you said so, because just like our four-star generals do, they support us by joining us on patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast, where they can join the meh army. And help us do this thing a little longer.
And we got four tiers over there.
Four tiers. Yeah, which is more tiers than I shed when you guys don't sign up. You know? So go over there and sign up. Help support the show. And speaking of supporting the show, we're excited to announce a new partnership. For the month of September, we are working with Maker Camp, which we talk about all the time.
The one and only Maker Camp.
We partnered up with Maker Camp, and we're super excited to announce that there's some awesome stuff coming down the line. We're going to keep you posted. Next week, we're going to have some announcements. But this week, episode's brought to you by Maker Camp. We're going to be there. If you want to join all of us, Luke, you're going to be there as well, right?
Yes, I am going to be there.
Yes. So if you want to join all of us, have a beer with us, have a good time.
Before you go on, what is Maker Camp?
Well, Dan, I'm glad you asked. So Maker Camp is essentially a giant just camping hangout where there's power tools and welding equipment and forges and all this stuff. You can do leatherworking, CNC scrawling, powder coating, throwing knives at a wall. It was crazy. Like, literally, it's all things making. We get together up in East Durham, the home of Jimmy DiResta. Yes, that Jimmy DiResta. And you're able to just hang out. There's a hands-on tier of the ticket. There is also just like a, hey, come over and watch, which is also plenty for anyone. But if you really want to get your hands on, you want to touch all this stuff, you want to try to participate, you want to join everyone in the fun, you want to get that hands-on ticket. It is running from Thursday till Monday. The main festivities are Friday through Sunday, but if you get the whole pass, you're there for the whole time, and it includes a camping pass as well. So make sure to get yourself a spot. There's some hotel spaces I think still available, or you can pair up with some buddies at an Airbnb like Dan and I are. We're gonna be, I'm gonna be Big Spoon with Dan, and Emma's gonna sleep on the couch. Haha, goes to show.
Sorry, Emma.
It's fine.
Yeah, come join us October 6th through the 9th. At Maker Camp in the Catskill Mountains of East Durham, New York. We're excited. We're super so stoked. Excited.
Yeah, we reached out to them because we were like, we love this so much. Let's like
bring it in. Talk about it all the time.
So we do.
It only made sense.
So I love now they're part of the AWP history. Yeah, it's like the most fun event. Like, listen, WorkbenchCon is fun, but it's very formal and also like very expensive. Maker Camp's a lot.
Yeah, you got to wear a suit and tie at WorkbenchCon.
It's the cost of entry, not even financially, just like to go to Maker Camp, it feels so loosey goosey. Like you just show up, have a good time, a lot of hugging, a lot of, you know, decent food. Fortunately, it's in the middle of nowhere, so the food's, you know, whatever. But they do have an awesome barbecue on Sundays, so I'm pretty stoked for that. That barbecue was worth staying that extra day, Dan. Was it Sunday or Saturday?
It was.
Whatever day it was. So good. So
I want to say it was Saturday.
Not Saturday because
I don't know if you know.
Was it Sunday?
No, because
I don't know if you know this about me, but I tend to have a few libations and I forget things.
Oh yeah, fair enough. But we're excited to be at Maker Camp. We're so excited to see you guys all there. And stay tuned. Next week, we're going to have a lot more info about what's going to be dropping. But it is exciting, especially if you don't have a ticket, maybe.
Well, yeah.
Tease that.
Well, enough about that. Let's talk about our guest.
Let's talk about me.
Right? Which one of you is new?
Your name is Luke?
Yes. No, it's not Luke, but I go by Luke.
So, Mr. Garage, can you give us your elevator pitch? Of who is Luke Gelman and what does he do and what makes you so amazing? Go.
Who do you think you are?
Who do I think I am? Man, you did not like give me like a pre-list of questions to go off, but I'll just go off the cuff and just wing it because I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Somebody runs at you at a Menards and they're like, oh, yeah, you're kind of neat. What do you do?
What I do is I like to have fun in the garage, and that's how I got started doing this, just screwing around, having fun, and that's what I do. And I do everything from CNC work to epoxy to 3D printing now. You know, whatever I just chase whatever goofy ideas I have, and I try to have fun along the way. I guess that would be my
3D printing. Pitch. That's like the devil's magic, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
is. It's
what is that?
Seen Harry Potter? It's like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's basically like having a machine that just kicks out plastic toys all day.
Yeah, it's
you wouldn't download a car.
That's a good callback to 2004, Dan.
Oh,
don't be kind. Rewind, Dan.
Yeah,
but
you want to start over? Should we start over? Let's start over.
No, listen.
That's fine.
The reason
I can redo my whole thing.
Now that you've had time to think about it, you can do a more professional.
It's going to be worse the second time. I can promise you that.
Yeah. Basically, Luke is on another podcast, not another woodshop podcast.
He's just
on
another podcast. We do like
woodshop adjacent. You want to talk about that a little bit?
My podcast is not about woodworking, though. It's called The Jointery, and it's with Ben Conroy from Condorosa Creations. I almost said Conroy Creations. It's definitely Condorosa Creations. And we just, the theme of the podcast was supposed to be about two dads trying to find the balance between like work, life, and their hobbies. And it really is just us shooting the shit.
They're still looking for that balance.
We gave up on that.
From what I gather from the pre-show, you guys talk about ketchup a lot.
Yeah.
When I'm on the podcast, right, I just go off on tangents and random shit. And it's always interesting to me what we talk about the podcast, what people get from it, right? And this one episode, I was talking about how people who put ketchup on hot dogs are psychopaths. And
I agree 100%.
I don't. I think it's great. Hot dog and mustard psychopaths. All the way.
I mean, that means you're half psychopath. I mean, because mustard's the right answer to that equation.
Yeah, but no, I'm doing both.
He's Polish.
Yeah. Burgers, same Polish. Thing. I want both on there.
But I make some bold statements, and then we argue about them. So that's the thing we do.
And for anyone getting angry listening,
one could call them
you can't
hot
deport
honey
me anymore. I'm a citizen, so you're stuck with me. Ketchup and mustard.
Damn it.
Take that.
Were you getting threats of deportation?
I don't know. Just, you know, people might be like, they're making her ketchup or whatever.
Our jobs in our kitchen.
Damn foreigners putting ketchup on hot dogs, not in my country.
I mean, you put ketchup on hot dog on burgers, Pete. You don't put it on hot dogs, though.
I put hot dogs on burgers. Yeah.
I will fight you.
Yeah. I put
ketchup.
Yeah.
Ketchup is
garlic. Just have ketchup and mustard and oh no, no, he can't. No, he's got weak ankles. I can sweep.
I'm low on gas and you need a jacket. So where are we going?
The dumbest answer.
I mean, for real, man. Like, I'm writing that shit down. I gotta go look that shit up later. Be like, I'm low on.
No,
gas.
that's a Dumb and Dumber throwback. Oh, come on, Dumb and Dumber.
Is that like a documentary?
That Polish rage, so you can't fuck with him on that.
I'm not angry. I just put a couple holes in walls.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
No, whatever. I patched them later. That's how I got in that DIY. I patched the walls.
Poland's ready to go at any time.
This took a turn.
Well, okay. All right. So, all right. Speaking of Poland. Let's talk about content because both of them don't matter. So, yeah, there goes my.
That was perfect.
There goes Speaking about my, dogs. My, let's talk about content.
Passports. So, you know what I said in the intro? It tracks because, like Luke, you're one person that I see and like, all right, this is just gonna be chaos. Let's go. I jokingly always say chaos, but it's just you do whatever you want. Quite literally, whatever you want. Because none of it matters, and you just have a good time doing it. Yeah. And there's something really to admire about that, because you're a successful account, and like you're doing good, you're having a good time. And I personally relate, like where I personally struggled with defining myself as a maker. Like I was always like, oh, I'm a woodworker, but like, oh, I do all the other stuff, but I'm a woodworker. Or like, oh, I'm not a furniture maker, so I'm a nobody. But like, no, I'm a maker. Like, I make whatever I want, whatever catches my fancy that week. And then here you come in, rolling in, blasting music, like, yeah, I'm doing whatever I want! Just, like, rolling through my hood.
Like Mad Max.
Yeah.
Like that picture in the background. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And you quite genuinely do whatever you want. You have fun with it. You bring your family in on it. And you just have a good time. So, like, talk about that. Like, how did that all start? Did you ever get stuck? Actually, I'll get into those questions, but... Talk about your content lack of strategy.
Or is
my lack of strategy is my strategy.
Is there a strategy, or do you just do everything on the fly? Is it all willy-nilly?
Well, now I do everything on the fly, and it's completely willy-nilly, right? Which I've never used those words before, so thank you for that, Dan.
You're welcome.
It's an Iowa thing.
But no, like, so, like, when I first got it started, I was just excited to share what I was working on, right? And I've never, like, I've never been afraid to, like, show myself and on camera or like talk or do any of that. Like none of that really means anything to me. But I took it very seriously. And wait, you know,
did you say talk or caulk?
Talk.
I don't know. What did I say?
Okay, I heard the other word. I thought you were talking about like
you hear what you want to hear.
Silicone.
Did you hear caulk?
Caulk.
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 Caulk. Not cock.
This is trying to keep it.
I was like, wait, is there a T in that word?
I'm not afraid of showing
a camera or my cock.
That New Jersey accent's fucking gonna be difficult to understand you this whole time.
It's thick. It's like a Boston, but ruder.
It's like Boston without all the sass. You're just ready to go. So, but no,
sorry,
like,
back to you.
Yeah, but my whole content thing, right? It came down to a conversation with my wife, right? Where. You know, I was talking to her about like what I was trying to, what I, you know, I felt like I needed a plan, and I felt like, you know, I needed to showcase skills and teach people shit. And she was like, why don't you just be your normal weird ass self and just lean into how weird you are? And I was like,
I love that your wife said
I'm imagining this right now.
She just knows.
Yeah. She's like, look, you could take all that weirdo energy you have that you put on me and just go put it on strangers. Like, that sounds like a great idea.
I'm imagining that one TikTok sound that's like, stop being so nice and show them how freaking crazy you are.
Exactly. So I just started.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like it was your wife's ulterior motive to just get you away from her.
Oh, yeah.
On the internet.
Dude, like, it's been great for her. I'm like, hey, I got to do this podcast tonight. I'll be upstairs in my office for 3 hours. And she was like, oh, no. Oh,
it's fine.
That's horrible. I'm going to miss you. It's sorry, sweetie. I'll guess I'll just see you later. Maybe I'll be awake when you come downstairs.
Speaking of which, I cannot believe that we constantly trick people into a 3-hour recording session.
We're so good
at
whenever we message people,
we bamboozle so many celebrities. It's great.
Oh, dude, I was like, I did the math on that. I was like, ooh, 3 hours. I was like,
Yeah, that's why we're making $3 an hour.
If that.
Have you heard of this thing called minimum wage?
No, not here.
No, what this podcast is actually based in Singapore, so that's
it's routed off of an island off the coast of Bermuda, so we're in international waters. No rules apply.
Yeah, there we go.
Feeds right into my thing of nothing matters. It's all good. Let's just keep
nothing matters. Yeah. This is a tax shelter for us, but somehow it's losing money.
Yeah, we're bad at this.
Yeah, isn't that why you guys started a podcast? That's why everyone starts a podcast, right?
Dude,
tax shelter
that loses money.
Well, do you guys spend any of your Patreon money? Like, do you guys cash that stuff out?
Our patrons pay for our travel to the events. That's kind of like
See, because like, it keeps the podcast going. You have to pay for
because they're like streaming services and stuff
hosting and all that other stuff. So yes,
okay.
I don't want the patrons to think that we're just using the money to travel around the world.
Quite literally, like pays for us to continue doing this. That's it's not like we're like rolling in it. Like, no, we're literally like, it helps us go to events where we can meet other people.
I'm not shutting down my Etsy store anytime soon. Do this full time.
Yeah. I'm still wearing apparel like from brands. I'm not wearing like fine Gucci sweaters.
I got this at Workbench Con last year and I'm still,
you know what? And he does do it. He does it.
Yeah. Frank does do it.
Yeah, he does do it.
Frank, like, don't you feel like when you're wearing like all these branded like company t-shirts that you kind of look like a construction worker?
All the time.
That's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Like, I don't want to be like
Home Depot. I walk around with all these t-shirts and hats going, yeah,
I'm one high vis helmet away from like, or vest away from just like being on a site.
I don't have any high vis like clothing though, thankfully.
You're hard to miss.
Oh, high vis, like high. Got it.
High visibility. I'm sorry. It's what we say in the trades. I work IT. Yeah, like, I'm in the trades anymore. I've retired from that.
That's a cool story, man.
Were you ever in the trades?
I was summer jobs. It was never like a full time thing. So okay. I learned. I got my butt kicked just enough to be like, oh, I get it. I respect this now. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm gonna leave.
I'm gonna stop being a teenager in a
I feel the same way about working at yogurt places.
Oh, right. But you've done your dues, right?
I did it. Not going back to that.
Dan, have you never worked at our yogurt place?
I mean, I did.
TCBY? No. You don't know what I visit a lot, though.
No Dairy Queen?
No.
I figured Dairy Queen would be big around your neck of the woods, Dan.
Yeah, we have Dairy Queen, but we also have a knockoff, like...
Larry King?
Milk...
Larry King.
It's Milk King.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Creamy King.
Dan's from the neck of the woods where they have Taco John's. That's the place to get tacos.
That's a true fact.
I'm not even kidding. And then also, I don't know if you listen to our podcast, they used to have a place called Ethnic Sandwiches, which was Italian subs ran by two old Italian ladies.
Nope.
Nebraska. Oh, weren't they? They're just old.
They're just random white ladies.
Oh, they're just random white ladies. Italian, but still, ethnic sandwiches. Because there's nothing more ethnic than a little gabagool.
It reminds me of the... Luke, are you a fan of The Office?
Watched a lot of The Office, yes. But I'm a horrible... I smoke too much weed to remember specific lines of shows and movies. But
there's an episode where...
Yeah, Michael orders...
Michael Scott order and Dwight gabagool. And... he goes, I'll have the gabagool. The waitress is like, what? He'll have the gabagool.
He like just gets quieter and quieter. He'll have the gabagool.
I can quote Office all night.
He does. This is all he does. It's kind of obnoxious.
Really?
It really is.
Michael.
We should continue.
I do like all the pranks that Dwight get in. Why am I thinking of John
Dwight D. Eisenhower? The ones that he played on his wife. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we have the Seventh Amendment. Can you guys tell me what that is? No, you can't, because you don't study history.
The right to zebra arms.
Have you heard about the United States educational system? It's not that good, Pete.
Nebraska. It's like it's a separate continent. okay, so
anyway.
Well, speaking of content, that was a terrible segue from continent. so where do you content? Most of what I see of you is TikTok. You're half my TikTok feed. I feel like you're on there more than anywhere else. So
I do different content on TikTok than I do on Instagram. I don't know if you've noticed this.
you're one of those.
I have notice.
I have. Yeah, use a lot of filters.
Different.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see. Let's see which Star Wars character I am.
Yeah, like I don't take TikTok as seriously as I do Instagram. So, like, I'll do more remixes and stuff on there because I'm just like, this is a stupid ass video. So, but yeah. What were we talking about? Before, content strategy?
Well, the Seventh Amendment. That is the right to a jury trial in civil affairs.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's the most boring one. I picked the wrong one.
which amendment were you going for?
Or a.k.a. the right to zero.
The one where, like, it's one of the sexy ones. I don't know. I know
oh, the that. Sexy I'm amendments. Yeah, oh, I've heard about these sexy amendments.
Right to bear ass.
Right to diddle your neighbor.
That's the commandment.
69th amendment.
I think it's a Bible thing.
Wait, medieval thing where like if you're getting married, but then the Lord comes around, he gets a chance to have a round with your wife before you get married. What was that thing called?
Oh, that's an Office reference too. And I'm,
I forget the name of that.
What is that?
That law or that thing in medieval.
I don't think it was ever a law.
No, it was a decree.
Yeah, it was a decree at best.
No. Luke is right. I'm gonna continue while I do a little research.
Dan's binging it now.
I
don't use Bing.
Dan, to find that, you need to put in your phone how to plow your neighbor's wife legally. That's how you find that.
How to legally plow your neighbor's wife.
That's how you find the answer we're looking for here. So while you're searching that.
I apologize to all of our listeners for the chaos that is ensuing. We're not even like through questions to Luke.
Are your neighbors, people listening, really accept your apologies on these?
I have to say it's like a disclaimer.
Like, thank God Pete apologized to me. God.
All I'm saying is basically the equivalent of like viewer discretion advised. You're still gonna watch it.
Yeah, like when you're on TikTok advised. And it's like, this is sketchy content. Do you want to continue and see this? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to see what.
No, I want to see it more. Yeah, I'm gonna swipe. Well, thank you.
Yeah, like put this in my FYP page, please.
No, so. It's just somebody popping a pimple. Why is this hidden? Let's go.
Oh, God, that's so gross, dude.
I know. It comes up all the time. Sometimes I can't stop watching it.
Your algorithm is different than mine, bro. Mine is mostly like Star Wars stuff and, you know,
occasionally. You get a good amount of Star Wars stuff, video games, anime, and some making, but like not that much. It's all like non-woodworking making, which is cool. A lot of Japanese like teacups. Tea kettles, things. Dude, Dan,
only woodworking content Prima I get Noctis. On TikTok. Is
what is it?
Prima Noctis.
Boom. Third Amendment. Prima Noctis.
Prima Noctis. Girl that's up sexy before amendment. She's going down the aisle.
Believe it or not, when I searched how to Prima Noctis plow your neighbor, it didn't come up. I had to change up the wording.
Wow, I'm surprised because you're in Nebraska. So I figured Google would be like, well, I know what this one is.
Yeah. It's less of a big deal the farther west you go too.
So anyways, back to the original question. What platforms are you on?
I forgot what the original question
was. Dude, that original question was like 20 minutes ago. Like,
yeah. So what platforms are you on?
I'm on all of them, I think. I'm not on LinkedIn.
All of them.
Yeah, I'm on it.
All the
are you on Be Real?
What?
Are you on Be Real?
Oh, I was, but I keep forgetting to post. Oh, I'm also on Threads, but I keep forgetting to post. Wait, you should ask me what...
Oh, yeah, I always forget about Threads, Luke.
Oh, Threads? Ugh, yeah. Trash.
See,
trash.
Pete, a better question would be, what platforms do you consistently post on? I'm on all of them. I'm on that Blue Sky one. I'm on, like, Mastodon and Grindr. Like, I'm on all of them. Like
Farmers well, Only.
Grindr, that's not a shocker, really, to anybody.
Yeah. Dude, they got great content on Grindr.
Yeah, I'm on Grindhim. So, you know.
So I've heard.
It's for girls.
You know, metal workers are real disappointed when they find out what Grindr really is.
It's the opposite.
Is.
It's for girls. Grindr's for guys. Grind hims.
Like, I'm just sitting here trying to shape some metal, and I went to Grindr.com, and fuck, man, it's not at all what I expected.
So you're mainly on TikTok, Instagram, and you do post on YouTube as well, right?
I do. Shorts mostly. I applaud you, Pete, for trying to stay on topic. This is very commendable to you.
I'm fine. Derail.
Pete's a very professional like podcaster.
He's like
plenty
if we're
of derailment that is
going
to happen. We have an hour plus to fill. Usually, when we have a guest, it gets off the rails. So I apologize to everyone. This one's going to be 2 hours. I bet you. So
I mean, we might get to through this first question by hour two, right?
Yeah, we're like Joe Rogan, except we don't record daily or every other day. We just record one long episode, and it takes you four commutes to get through it.
And we're not
crazy
psychos.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Dan, aren't we? We're just psychos in a different department.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
I wonder what the world would be like if we had that kind of influence, though. Oof, baby, that'd be weird.
Oh, dude. Dude,
like fucking,
you know, it's probably a good thing that there's not a whole lot of people that listen to this. It's a very small number of people.
That's not what I want to hear, Dan. We need to grow.
It's not the size of your audience. It's how hard they listen.
It's how you move it around or something. Anyway,
it's how you touch them.
Should we go into the what's on our bench?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Well, why don't we do this first?
What's on my bench?
So
is this still the first question?
No. We're just going to roll into it.
Okay, cool.
I feel like somehow we asked six questions and also got an answer for none of them. But let's jump into what's on our bench, because this will be more of a eye-opening situation of what Luke does. So with that,
more on topic.
Dan, what's on your bench? What's going on this week?
What is on my bench? You're never going to believe it.
Bow ties, I'm going to lose it.
You know what I'm going to say. But
I don't.
More literally, what's on my bench is like a ton of cutoffs and scraps and stuff.
Fire pit.
So if you are local to me, please, for the love of God, hit me up. I got so many cutoffs and scraps that I need to get rid of. I'm just swimming in scraps. So I need all the help possible. Like, I've shared cutoffs and scraps with Nick Brim and Braden from Little Bug that they won't take anymore, and I need somebody new to come take my scrap. But, you know, actual working-wise, you know, Etsy's keeping me busy. Like, I shared in a story on Monday that I had 32 ZCIs to cut, and that grows, like, every day. Mm-hmm. So I'm always having to do that. I'm so busy, actually, that I think last week I talked about how I was working in that other shop to help out.
Yeah.
I didn't rage quit, but I had to like let her down easy. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't.
Wait, did you quit?
I was falling behind. I couldn't keep up.
Wait, are you no longer working there?
I could not keep up. I could not. Yeah. I had to let her down.
So you actually quit?
Yeah. But it wasn't a rage quit. It wasn't a rage quit. It was a nice,
You quit. I wish I had a sound effect for this. I'm just going to play this one again. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have a sound effect like meow, meow,
meow. No, I had to let her know that I
Luke Dan loves three things.
I couldn't
mayo.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't balance it. I thought maybe I could.
And quitting jobs.
Were you trying to have wait? Was this like a second job?
Yeah.
Like a legit there's a job? Local. No. There was
the Dairy Queens were all busy.
Were they paying you?
There was another local wood shop to me that needed help.
Okay.
Like I talked about last week, it was a father and daughter operation. She lost her father.
Well, that sucks.
Last October, and she needs a lot of help. And I tried my best to help her, but I'm so busy with my own stuff that I couldn't make it work.
I get it.
And I had to tell her this morning that I'm sorry, I really can't do this. I thought I could, and I can't.
I'm honestly shocked you took that job on, because I feel like you're just always working on stuff or playing GTA 5.
I play GTA 5 with my off time. I don't work 16 hours a day, okay, first of all. But I thought that I would be able to balance it and do well enough and help them out, because I really think they're nice people, and I really like helping out local woodworkers and stuff, so... It's a little upsetting that I couldn't pull it off, but you know, I also have to look out for number one. I got to look out for my well-being and the well-being of my business. And I can't let that slip. Otherwise, you know, my standing in the Etsy world is going to like collapse a little bit. So I had to make a hard decision and say that I can't continue to do this. I really wanted to, but it stinks and I don't like letting people down.
Oh, putting it on
man, you want a hug,
away.
Buddy?
I kind of do. I feel really horrible. I really wanted to help him out. I thought I could, but
I'll give you a special hug. The more I went there, the more I helped. That
I just couldn't.
Is that like the hug?
New one. It's called a reach around hug. It's really nice.
I got too much stuff going on in my own world. So,
Pete, is that one of those hugs where like you hug him and then you slide your hand down into his pants?
Let me just say this. If you are in Omaha, in the Omaha area, and you're looking for some sort of like part-time work, let me know and I will get you in touch with the Omaha Wood Co. They certainly could use some help.
There you go. Perfect transition.
They're fantastic. They're fantastic people. They really are. And man, I really feel like a loser.
No, don't. I mean, you're busy. You're too busy with your own business, man. I get it.
Yeah. So Etsy keeps me like wicked busy. It's ridiculous. It's boring. And I say the same thing every week that I'm doing all these Etsy orders, but you know, it's putting food on the table and it's paying the mortgage. So can't complain too much.
What else is new? That's you get cool. anything from Temu or kids going back to school or you found a new way to clean your tires?
Oh, I did actually. Thank you, Pete, for reminding me.
Going out to my
desk. Memory is bad.
He's old.
First of all,
don't forget you're still on a podcast right now. Just to help you out, Dan.
Thank you.
You know where you are right now.
Yeah, I was in the... So, like, I was having to work really late in the shop, and when I was working at the other wood shop, and I was in my shop, and I have been storing the wheels and tires from my Trail Boss, the factory rims and tires, at Braden's shop or his rental shed. What is that called? A storage unit.
Okay.
But he got rid of the storage unit, so I had to go get the wheels and tires, and now they're living in my shop. I don't have a whole lot of room for them, and they've been in the way, and I'm like, So I just started like polishing them, and. Believe it or not, Walrus Oil cutting board oil is amazing for polishing wheels. I found that out on a whim. I just did it out of nowhere, and it's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. As a Polish person, I approve polishing.
I thought I found something super revolutionary, and I shared it in a story, and I shared it in a reel, and like nobody cares. It's like
I've been telling everybody that forever.
Have you? I don't think the Waller soil people like cared for it, so I thought, you know, hey, we're onto something here, but clearly not.
I mean, so. I find brands don't like sharing content when you use their product in a way it's not intended. But like, yeah, that's really interesting.
That's probably
hot wood honey, delicious on pizza.
Dude, everything Rockler's ever sent me, they don't ever share any of it because I never use it how it's supposed to be used. I'm like, cool.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why they're like, oh, make this is great.
They're like, we can't keep sending him shit. He's not using it how it's supposed to be used. This is fucked up. Like, what's wrong with this dude?
Anyway, I don't have any other exciting things going on. Luke, I want to hear about what's going on in your shop. What's on your bench? What's in your life?
This month, whatever. Like the cabana?
Yeah, I just finished my dog cabana, which is nice. Bart Komar. You guys know Bart at all? You know Bart Komar?
Yeah, we know Bart. Yeah.
Bartoslav.
So, what?
Bartoslav.
Oh, sure.
They're Polish.
Yeah, I know. I did that math.
Bartek, ja jesteśmy braćmi, dlatego...
What?
Yeah.
He says he's stuffing his hand down your pants, Dan. That's what that meant.
I cast a Polish spell. Me and Bart are brothers from another mother.
Bart is a very loving man, and anything he loves more than people is animals. And so he started this thing where he and a couple other YouTubers were building dog houses. So he said, hey, like, you want to build a dog house? And I was like, my dog would never go in a dog house. He's way too bougie for that. I'm like, but he might do a dog cabana. And Bart was like, he thought I was kidding. He didn't understand what a dog cabana meant.
I honestly don't know what that is either, to be honest.
Well, have you been to a pool before?
My vision of a cabana, I don't think it's correct.
It's like a bed next to a pool with there. Like
a little bit of shade cushion underneath you.
Yeah.
Front water, it's not what I thought it was. Property.
Okay, continue.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was a banana hammock.
A cabana. Oh, you thought it was like a one thong? Piece yep. for a
minute? You thought I made
like
my a dog thong? A thong?
I that's yep.
I mean, you did think hot honey was just hot, honey that had been warmed up. So I get this.
I did.
Iowa school I system did. At its finest. Jesus, Dan.
I'm like, why are you making your dog a thong?
Hey, look, he's bougie. Anyway. Man. He likes to be fashionable. Like, so you, sometimes you just gotta give him that, you know, dental
thong,
floss.
Thong, thong, thong.
Yeah.
Dumps like a truck.
He's got no butt cheeks, though, so it's really, it's a hard time staying in place. So.
I don't like any of these visuals.
You'd be thinking about dog butt cheeks later.
I got finished up.
Yep. I did finish my dog cabana, and the other thing that's on my bench right now is a bunch of tray experiments that I've been running. So,
tray experiments.
Yes.
Do you dive into that a little bit?
So, I challenged myself at the beginning of the summer that I was going to try to plow through as much of my scrap wood as possible.
Don't say plow.
What?
Around Pete. Don't say plow.
Don't
say plow around.
Why not?
Yeah,
it makes him uncomfortable.
This is a family podcast. You can't say plow.
What am I supposed to say? Get through it all? I don't know. These are the words I use. Plow is the right word. Like, let's go. Just pound my way through all that shit.
Take those trays down to Pound Town.
Yeah. Pound it through my scrap wood, man. Is that, you know, is that what you guys do? Pound through Pound Town?
Yep. Just find that scrap wood pile and spread it.
Yeah.
Find the right piece.
Plowing through my Pound Town wood thing.
Okay.
No, I challenged myself to use all the wood. And I have, my neighbor gave me, and I should not have taken this, but he had an IKEA butcher block kitchen table, right? And this is back when IKEA, actually used wood for their stuff, right? So this is, it was a solid butcher block table. And he's like, but he left it in his, he switched to another table and he left it in his basement, leaning up against the wall for years. Ooh. So this freaking inch and a half thick, you know, full size pringled out, right? He's like, so I don't know what the hell to do with this thing. He's like, you want it? And I was like, oh man, I could make cutting board. My mind started racing all the things I could do. And it's been, so I cut it up into 16 by 13 inch pieces. So I got 10 of them and they've all been sitting in the corner. So I was like, hey, let me just focus on that wood for a little bit. So I've been trying to design and carve trays that are really weird looking, you know, just visually. So I was playing around with this, it looks like a top, you guys, you know, like a topographical map, right?
Yep.
That's what I think it is, right?
Heights of mountains.
With all the layers. Yep. Right. Well, it's you know, the ones where it's you'll see a lot of people do them with lasers, right? They'll cut different layers of levels of layers. So I was trying to do that kind of a thing.
Yeah, horn dog maps.
Like Mitch.
Who?
Horn dog maps?
You've never heard of Mitch Hale from Horn Dog Maps?
I mean, I need to get
an avid fisherman, sex model, map maker. Horn dog
sounds
maps.
Sounds like
check
my kind of guy. Yeah, dude, look, if he listens to this, he should look me up.
As he fixes his hair.
Yeah, I want to make sure I look good when he sees this.
Brunettes.
Hey, horny, let's go. Horny Matt with the topographical maps.
Horn dog.
Matt with the maps. Horn dog. So I've been trying to make topographical trays that are flip carved, two-sided carves. And I hate every one of them. So, and I keep carving them and carving them different ways. And every one I make, I'm like, this is worse than the last one. So I finally got one to carve successfully this weekend. And it sucked too. So I've got all these broken, busted up trays on my workbench right now. Which is every one of them I hate.
You got a bunch of firewood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm basically just turning all the wood in my shop into sawdust. So. Just like Home Depot buckets after buckets, just throwing them in the garbage can. So, yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're having fun. It's at least scrap wood. It's not like you're wasting money on that wood to try some stuff out and then it didn't work out. So, it's all free. Free is for me.
But also, I am going to get rid of my workbench. So.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go only with a collapsible assembly table. I'm going to completely get rid of my workbench.
What?
I think
you're gonna be one of those people.
Wow, that's a hot take right there.
Yeah, no, because like it's like it mostly is for storage of shit right now. Like I just it's got all these half done projects.
Where are you
gonna
store that stuff if it's not there in the middle of your shop?
I'm gonna build shelves. Well, it's off to the side of my shop, right? So I'm gonna build shelves and I'm just gonna put them on shelves. Because if it's just going to be over there as storage, I'm just going to turn it into more efficient storage. Ugh.
Sound like all the other makers. Build more storage.
Okay. So. Plus, I made this table, this workbench that is like collapsible. Because like I have a small shop, right?
Just get a Bora table, bro.
It's a Bora table. No, oh, it is. Well, no,
it's actually.
Well, it's not really a board table. It's basically like a 3-foot by 4-foot table where I cut holes in the bottom side of it. So when I'm not using it, I can take it. It sits on 2 Bora speed horses. So when I'm not using it, I collapse the speed horses. I put them in the bottom of the table up on its side and I slide it in and it only takes up six inches of floor space. Yeah. I thought it was clever.
Dan, 6 inches. You look down if you need to know. 6 inches.
are you gonna like that TikTok video where like show me what 6 inches is with the table?
Are you measuring from the tabletop or are you measuring from the base?
It's like 6 inches high. You know, it's like 6 inches. Is that right?
Yeah. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. Like a shot glass. Right?
Yeah, that's 6 inches.
Totally 6 inches. But no, I have this whole vision for my shop that I want to do, but it I got to get rid of half the shit I have in there just so I could do what I want to do. So I have a whole vision of what it should be. So that's my plan.
All right.
I don't know how to explain it because it's in my head. So it's like
I'm imagining your vision for your shop is like very much like taking peyote in a desert. That's the vision.
I mean, like I've spent so enough time out there, right? That like I figure if I could just make it into a hangout spot, my wife wouldn't know the difference because I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna be in the garage, I'm doing some woodworking stuff. Like she doesn't want all the pieces I make anyways coming in the house, so it's like she doesn't see the end product. So it's like I could be out there just fucking getting high, watching you know Star Wars movies, you know,
wearing a cabana,
wearing a cabana. You know, trick if you're gonna buy a cabana for yourself, Dan, just get one that's one size too small.
I know this. I've been around the block. I understand these.
They call that the Omaha slip.
is that what it's just, you were quick with that one, Pete? Like, can we dig into that? Tell us about this Omaha slip.
I stayed one too many nights.
That's
in
on
Omaha.
Pete. That's on Pete.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pete.
Hey, I thought you said for a second, speaking of penis. Pete? I was like, whoa.
Speaking of Pete.
What's going on with you?
Hey, Dan. Your world. Awkward laugh.
Whose idea was this?
It was yours. You brought him on. This is your fault.
I take full responsibility. Ben,
you are
God
welcome.
Bless you, man. You're doing outreach to the community, bud. Bringing this guy on the podcast every week.
Look, it Ben's
you're doing the Lord's
needs.
Work, Ben.
It's a special needs podcast, and it turns out I'm the one with the needs, apparently.
And they're special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what did I work on this week? We started work on the ice climbing tools. Finally, got them assembled and got work on that. It's a lot of people are actually asking me, like, "Hey, so is this like are you still working on them, or what's going on?" So this is the fourth order that I've done with for a buddy of mine. He has a company that basically they sell climbing and ice climbing accessories and tools. So these are ice climbing training tools that you use for indoor to train for ice climbing outside. So they're
they go through a lot of those apparently.
I mean, every order I do is 50 pairs. It's 100 pieces. A pair is 2. So divide 100 by 2. Dan, that is. We'll get back to Dan in a minute. So it's about 50 pairs every time they order.
50.
There you go. You got it, bud. You know, they're working with like
Dan, you do good on my podcast.
Mountain Ice, REI. They're working with all these major brands, so they're actually starting to like sell these a little faster. I'm doing as long as I can, but eventually I might not be able to actually do them. We'll see if I can keep up. But right now, they're aircraft grade aluminum in the center. Baltic birch ply 3/8 Baltic birch ply on both sides, screwed together, and then we routed over, rounded out, and then put these pads on the end so you can use them for indoor rock.
Are they just screwed together, or are they epoxied together too?
They're screwed together. So there's five screws that go through it, and they alternate. So there's like a male and female screw, and then when a male and female screw love each other very, very much, they come together with an M4 driver, and and I alternate them so they're nice and stable, and then it's a lot of work. These things are a lot of work. I don't absolutely love doing them, but they're for a buddy of mine, so I want to help him out. And like, you know, it's all labor. So like, as long as I'm willing to do the labor, it's profit. That's the way I look at it. So it might not be fun, but you know what? It pays the bills, feeds the kids, all that fun stuff.
Can relate.
Yeah, and speaking of that, the bummer is, you know, by the time I got them with the vacation we had coming up and everything, I didn't get to assemble them until this week. And my number one sander, my dad, who was visiting for like 2 months, they just left on Tuesday. He literally helped me assemble like 30 of them and then like left. So then all the sanding and work I have to do, like I got to do by myself or bring my buddies in. So unfortunately, I don't have my guy. Because my dad
just went out for scratchers. He'll be back, dude. It's fine.
No, he's back in Poland. He's on another continent. And they're not coming back for a while, which is a bummer for this work. But it's good because, you know, they were in our house for 2 months. So it's kind of nice to not have them here, you know. My wife was right there. She's like, yeah. aside from that, it's been a crazy week with my day job. I've just been busy. I had to go into Manhattan on Monday. And I feel like every day I've been dealing with something weird. So it's kind of been distracting me. But yesterday... and I talked about this last week, and I actually got a lot of good feedback. I'm going to kind of do a call back to last week's episode where I talked about not having lost the spark of like getting really excited to have one of your idols reach out to you, or you talk to them, or you be friends with them. Like the fact that I hung out with, you know, at Paul Jackman's house, and I'm best friends with Keith Johnson, like all guys I worship. And like,
really? I thought we were best friends.
Calm down, Dan. We're working our way up.
Dan, you're top 20 for sure, bro.
Talk to me at episode 210. So, okay. Brad Rodriguez and I, like, I reached out to him about something a couple months ago, and Emma had been coming on, like, was right when she was about to come on full time. So, Brad took the time out with his wife, Susan, to hop on a call with me and Emma. We had a great chat. Got us really motivated. And ever since, we've just kind of been chatting, and he's been doing a lot more 3D printing content. He's got a new channel he started that's FTBT3D, and he's killing it. And he opened up TikTok shop, and he texted me yesterday and goes, drop whatever you're doing right now and get on TikTok shop right now. And he sends me like metrics, and I'm like, oh God, I need to do this. And I've been dragging my feet on setting up a Shopify. Dan and I are big Etsy guys. Etsy's great.
Dude,
it's awesome.
Broke my TikTok shop.
What's up?
I broke my TikTok shop.
Did you really?
Yeah, I broke. It doesn't work right now because I was like, I saw the people were like, yeah, you got to be a TikTok shop, right? And I was like, okay, cool. So I, you know, if you sign up for it, they give you like $60 to buy stuff from the shop. So I'm like, okay, I got a roll of filament and a Wise cam, right? It was like $30. I was like, I might go video these, see if they do any well. And like, so I was getting ready to do the video, and then I saw you could integrate it with Printful, right? And I was like, oh, cool. It's just like my Etsy shop, right? So I set it up, and the products never appeared on the page, and they pulled down all of the stuff that I had already put up there that was from the TikTok shop. And so like none of it is working now. So I messaged them, and I was talking to their support. And they were like, yeah, we don't integrate with Printful. And I'm like, well, it's on your website. Like, so as a,
oh my God,
like one that you could use. And I'm like, none of this is working. And they're like, well, did you check to make sure it's on? Are you logged into the right account? And I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like, so, they escalated my case, and they said that they would reach out to me within 48 hours. And that was like 2 weeks ago. So
yeah, that's,
I broke it.
Fun.
I broke it.
And listen, I'm like, it's one of those things where, and I've said this quote before, just like, I'm, you know, afraid of the work that the next step of the success is going to look like, and that's going to bring on. And that's with Shopify. Like, I was like a little afraid and a little hesitant, but Brad yelling at me, I was like, that's it. setting up that today. So I set up Shopify that day. It took me most of the day because the website was being weird and work was just crazy. So I barely had enough time to like set it up, and I was running errands and stuff. Today we got the TikTok shop set up. We need to sync all the stuff from Shopify to TikTok now because there's an integration, but it's like, you gotta, with Shopify, you gotta like install the app on Shopify and like make sure it's linked with TikTok, and you gotta log in through the shop sales manager. Yeah, it's a lot of steps, but like once it's going, it's good. And I'll shout out Custom Grains. Why am I blanking on his name? Whatever. Custom Grains, check him out on TikTok. He's absolutely killing it. He's dropping off trailer loads of boxes to his post office to the point where the post office closed for public, for general public, because they had to wait for a truck, a semi, to come in, pick up his orders before they can open it up to the public again. That kind of success like make your year plus in a week. And he had a great strategy. So we were talking about, I would kind of go off on a tangent here, because we're talking about content. He made a post where he like, oh, I made, you know, kind of like, Dan, remember that website you were using for a while, or app, where like you'd throw in a phrase and it would throw it into like a cool looking like signage setup?
Oh, like Snapseed? Snapseed.
Yeah, Snapseed does a good job of like, you throw in a phrase and it makes it like almost like a cool little bubble letters or whatever. Like you can choose your format. It makes it look neat. It almost looks like, you know, when you put in a saying and people have like the saying and on Etsy available as like a scarf or whatever. So it's like that. So he would do a post about something and ask for feedback, and somebody in the comments would be like, oh, you should do one that's like OSHA violation or whatever. And he tags that post as a video, and then he talks about like, thanks for the recommendation. Hat's on its way for free. Like that person gets that hat for free for the idea. Does a video.
Yeah, he does a video comment reply.
Yeah, and he literally is like, he just keeps doing this over and over and over again. He's had 9 videos go viral. And it's like literally to the point where his shop got shut down because he wasn't shipping in time. It's bonkers. So like there's some money to be made on TikTok shop. We see a lot of this. So we're setting it
That's
up.
Not typical, though. Think that you're going to open a TikTok
prior
shop.
Prior results do not guarantee future outcomes. Yeah. You know, like whatever the quick talking guy used to say. But, you know, listen, the fact of the matter is there is potential to make some money. So if I make 10 sales in a month on TikTok shop, cool. But the main thing that it did is it got me to set up a Shopify, which is something that Dan and I have been talking about for a long time.
Yeah.
Setting up your own shop on top of Etsy, not to get rid of Etsy, but just to kind of double down. So very excited to have that up and running. We'll figure out the TikTok shop. Etsy allows you to export and then re-import into Shopify all your listings, but there's a lot of TLC you got to give all of them to make sure they're ready for Shopify. So there's that. Aside from that, I'm really looking forward to the weekend because we're finally getting caught up on our stuff. This week was absolutely nuts.
It's a big, long weekend.
It's a long weekend. I keep forgetting that I have Monday off. I'm so excited. And on top of that, you guys know I'm a big nerd. I love video games, and I've been like holding off. Like, I don't play any new video games like Baldur's Gate. No, I'm not playing that. There's a bunch of new games that came out this summer. I kept putting it off. Starfield just came out tonight, and I'm really fighting the urge to buy it because I'm like, I have so much work to do.
Have you guys heard of Grand Theft Auto 5?
Dude, you know, have
call
you seen
me,
the trailer
call me
for
when
6
comes out?
Yes, yeah,
call me when that comes out. Dude, so anyways, I'm really fighting the urge to like play video games because I have so much work.
Can we
to
talk
do.
Video games for a minute? Cuz I like yes, we all like video games. Okay.
I don't. I know loser, but yeah,
so wait, what do you play on? Do you PC, console, what?
Mostly PC now. I used to play on Xbox and not
Xbox.
PC.
Oh God, I'm PlayStation, man. So
nerd.
I'm an Xbox One. I'm gonna get the Xbox Series X when Grand Theft Auto 6 comes
out.
But
look,
for sure.
PlayStation? That's like using like that's like using a Inventables X Carve.
Boulders get bro, that is low. That is low, dude.
It's the Android
I had an
X Carve game consoles.
I know how bad that
I
is.
I said it.
Dude, oh God!
Yeah,
look, I'm Team Onefinity all the way. So let's just put that out there.
Yeah.
But no,
but PlayStation,
Baldur's Gate can't even run on an Xbox.
Because Xbox is so shitty.
Could barely run on some people's PCs.
I don't even know what that means. I don't play any game other than
Runner for Game of the Year, and it hasn't even dropped on PlayStation.
I only play Grand Theft Auto V.
That's all Dan knows how to do. He knows how to run, shoot, and hooker.
Make 10-year-olds scream.
Do you know the budget for Grand Theft Auto VI was like $1 billion?
And it still won't come out. Until I'm like in my 90s.
Dude.
I think it's coming out in October, actually. You know
why it's $1 billion? It's because they've made multiple billions of dollars on Vive.
Oh, they've made a ton of money on Grand Theft Auto. I mean, that thing's been out since 2013, I think.
Dan's bought so many Shark Bucks.
I got it when it first came out.
He's keeping the next franchise alive.
Dude.
You don't even want to know how much money I've spent on Shark dollars.
Please don't say it here, and just a chance of... like Kayla,
my wife does not like that number. She knows.
Oh. She's still with you?
I averaged about $120 a month on Shark cards.
What?
Yeah.
That's worse than a cigarette habit.
If you're going to have a habit, you're going to have a habit.
But that's a bottle of bourbon every week or so.
Yeah, well.
No, it's like two.
A lot of people spend money on their hobbies.
It's true.
No, it's fine.
It's more than that.
Thank God woodworking is such a cheap hobby. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm glad. We're getting all our material.
Woodworking's my career. It's not a hobby anymore, so.
That's your fault. You effed up on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I admire you guys.
No, when we did our finances in 2022 and did our taxes, she was like, you spent how much on that game? Because we had to go back and look at everything. it was not a fun conversation.
It was more than a DeWalt planer.
Listen, count your stars. You're still together. That works out.
look, somehow. Dan, think about it like this. If you were into golfing, right, that'd be way more expensive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was the argument that I gave. I was like, everybody spends money on hobbies. This is
my
hobby.
Alcoholic.
In the scheme of things, it's not that bad.
Yeah, like think how much money you'd spend if you're an alcoholic.
I mean, I could give you that number.
I'm still convinced that golf, all golf is a reason to go out of town and cheat on your wife. That's like, and I firmly
and
believe
drink
in
and drive.
And in drink and drive, yeah. Golf cart, but still.
Is it?
Golf's not a real sport.
Drive.
So what's your handicap, Pete?
I don't know. Blue placard?
His handicap is his...
Polish?
Never mind.
Something about Polish. Yeah.
His Polish.
Insert Polish joke here.
That's right. Hilarious. That is what I want you to refer to me as, is his Polishness.
His Polishness. No, I'll call you your Polosity.
Oh, it's like Travelocity. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of
Are we still talking what's on our bench?
Let's get into questions. All right. Let's play this.
No, Black Betty. Ram, lamb.
That means we're going into questions.
Oh, thank God.
Dan, while you pull up the written in question.
Wait, have we answered one question yet?
No, we haven't gotten any questions. So now we're going to play the question from
That's
Thomas,
like another hour.
Who is legally French. Yeah, good for him.
Luke, I am your French.
I'm sorry, Luke, but I had to make this joke. All right, hey, guys. So, Luke, with all the stories and shorts you make every day, do you know how much time it takes you per day? Do you have to remind you to make those, or it's just fun so you don't have to force yourself? Yeah, I know, those are not my best questions, but that's all I have. Sorry, bye.
So Luke, did you catch that? We already kind of hinted on this, but he wants to know... how much time do you spend every day to make your shorts and your reels and stuff like that?
I mean, I speak French accent. I understand what he was saying.
Okay. Well, I like to reiterate it for everybody.
He likes to translate it into Nebraska.
Yeah.
Just in case they don't speak French.
So I assume he's talking about like how much time I spend editing. Because like when I'm in the shop, I'm filming 90% of what I do. But editing... Really, since I started doing this whole stretch and content thing, I don't spend as much time. It probably takes me like 30 minutes to edit a video, 20, 30 minutes, including the voiceover. So, because I love doing voiceovers.
Really?
You do?
I have not noticed at all.
I think All your videos are voiced over, aren't they? Generally.
About 90% of them.
I was going to say 97%, at least 97%.
Though I did spend the most amount of time editing a video that I've done in a long time, and it was the Snow Snakes video I put out this week. So the Snow Snakes video took me like almost 2 hours to edit. So,
oy. Well, editing a video,
my goodness,
it could take a lot of time.
Well, yeah, because it was first I edited the video that I had put together, right, which is me finishing the dog cabana, which thank God I thought it was kind of boring anyways. I made this comment on the Jointery podcast of about Snow Snakes. I forget the context of it. And usually when people start messaging me about the podcast and they find this one weird ass thing I said, I try to run with it in my content, right? So I did some stories about it and more people messaged me about Snow Snakes. So I was like, okay, I should do a reel about Snow Snakes. And I was honestly...
Can you quickly tell us what a snow snake is? Because I'm having a hard time.
I'll tell you when you're older, Dan.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what a cabana was, and I'm having a really hard time trying to figure out what a snow snake is.
That's what a snow snake goes inside of.
Okay.
Did
Luke freeze?
No. I was just trying to figure out how to respond to that. I don't know what to be honest with you, Dan. I don't remember the context of what I said it. And I've never heard the word snow snake before it came out of my mouth. So I don't know what it was.
Okay.
But so I Googled what a snow snake was, and I found a video that was like 10 minutes long of this radio show in the 90s where this guy, this host named Frank, kept having these people call in and they're talking about snow snakes and their encounters with snow snakes. And I think it's along the same lines as a snipe. You ever heard of snipe hunting?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's in the same family of animal.
Okay. I'm reading.
But the video was so funny, but it was 10 minutes long. So I cut down the audio of that video to 1 minute, which took me forever. So,
okay. I get you.
Yeah. But
loud and clear.
Yeah. But if you want to go snow snake hunting, so. My favorite clip of the whole thing was this one dude was like, yeah, he's like, the snow snake venom, they take it, there's this planet past Mars that nobody knows about, and they take it there, and it's used for all this medicine, but the dude hypnotized him, so he couldn't talk about it until the late 90s. So, you know, I was like, that is fucking fantastic.
Wow. I can't imagine tripping balls so hard where that comes out of your mouth.
I mean... Right?
You
gotta be huffing again. Moonshine to come up with some shit like that.
Speaking of huffing moonshine, have you guys seen the Gary Busey video that's been going around? That's like,
talk
about butter sausage. If that's not your jam, I don't buy jam. I buy honey and I cuss it on the lips. Like, what is happening with this man?
That dude needs to run for office because that's what most politicians sound like to me nowadays. So.
Gary Busey is legitimately losing it. I don't know how he's still relevant. How did he even log into that call?
I pick my kids up from school every day, and they haven't heard of the butter sausage thing yet.
Oh,
and I was dropping it on them like, let's talk about butter sausage.
About butter sausage.
They were like, Dad, what are you talking about? What is wrong with you? It was so fun. I wish I could have recorded that.
Oh, my God. I guess they didn't pass the vibe check,
That is the
Dan.
Greatest clip on the internet since sliced bread. Dude,
camera angle on him was, like, really high. It looked like he was slouched in a chair, and, like, one of his eyes is going in a different direction than the other eye. God. And he's like, you want to talk about bite
almost
sausage?
Think it's...
I was like, whoa.
And his teeth are like a different zip code. Like they're just, they don't belong to him.
For a while there, I thought it was like an AI rendering of Gary Busey. Like,
that's
I didn't think it was
just
really
how bad
Gary
he
Busey.
Is.
He is off his rock.
He's not aged well.
Remember when he had there was an MTV show that was something about Busey. I forget what it may have been something about Busey. Like he literally had a TV show.
Did he?
And it was a train wreck already. And he was still.
There was a Busey type thing on MTV.
Yeah,
I remember the guy that wore the big clock.
Flava
Flav.
You know, Flava of you love. Should know your presidents, Dan. Iowa schools.
Was it something like that? Busey of Love?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Busey of Love.
No, it was not. That would be hilarious, though.
Oh my God! There's a show called Gary Busey Pet Judge, and it was in 2000. I'm sorry, no, 2020. That's an actual show, Gary Busey Pet Judge. 2020.
I mean, Homeboy's been working consistently. You got to give it up to him.
God. Oh Jesus. Oh, I'm with Busey. That was the show. It was a train wreck. Yeah.
Okay.
My God.
Yeah, it was just some dude that like befriended him, right? And they.
And of course, he was on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. Of course. All right, back to woodworking and other.
Were we talking about anything?
I'm talking about content.
And we were.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You mentioned
it started with it started with Tomat's question about content.
Oh, right. Yeah. Now I keep mentioning
editing.
I would love for us to answer that too. It is a really good question. Like, how long does this take?
And also answer the question, what would you do if Gary Busey walked into your shop?
I would make sure all my camera batteries were charged.
I mean, Daniel, my wife's camera is running
really famous
all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm about to have Omaha, Nebraska type numbers. This is going to be great.
No, as far as how long do I put into like content, I don't wing it as much as Luke, I think, but I don't put any time into content creation. Like, I'm so like buried in Etsy orders that like I don't have any new content to make, so I don't make any, and it's really starting to bother me. But I don't put any time into it. I just record something and speed it up, and I don't put any voiceover into it.
Have you considered not speeding it up and then rambling voiceover for about 60 seconds? Because that works out great.
Really?
That's what I do.
Maybe I should.
Dude, I stopped using...
I'm going to try that tomorrow, Luke.
Dude, it's...
I'm going to try that tomorrow. I'm just going to do like the most boring thing ever and just put a rambling voiceover over it and see how well it
does. Dude, that's my whole strategy right now.
Pay money to see that.
Let's talk about buttered sausage. Let's talk about creamy Caesar.
Oh. Creamy Caesar, buttered sausage, and snow steaks. Let's go.
Snow steaks.
What about you, Pete? You've changed your content strategy quite a bit in the last
couple
months, I feel like.
Because it...
I really enjoy it, actually.
Well, I appreciate that. Part of it I don't want to give him any credit, but Luke, part of it. I realized that, like, calm down. But like, I realized that I'm texting my mom right now.
So, hold on.
Here's the thing. I barely consume content on Instagram. I go on Instagram to consume content. Like, it's usually stories, sometimes in the feed, but like rarely do I go there to like relax and watch content. I go to TikTok. And what I find that I enjoy the most myself on TikTok is kind of like a quicker voiceover type thing where like it's just cut one sentence after the other. Like, clearly it's not just one long-winded sentence, but it feels like it. Where, you know, you're talking about something and Luke, you literally did a post about this the other day. Like, does it really matter if you talk about the content you're doing in a video in your video, or can you just talk about anything while you do something in the background? You did like all, I'm pretty sure, right? I'm not imagining it was you. Okay. Like, you look like you froze, so I thought I was lying. So
that was my listening to you face. I'm sorry if it makes it look like I blanked out there for a second.
There's times that I like one of my favorite accounts to follow is Japan Eat, and like the guy just goes to different Japanese places and eats. But like half of his talking, his monotone, super monotone voice is just him talking about both the place and random ass things while he's showing the thing he's talking about. So like I do think there's like half you focus on the thing, half you don't. I feel like when you're trying to make maker content, like I'm still leaning towards like I'm explaining what's happening in a video while making little silly comments and jokes. And sometimes it like backfires. Sometimes it's great because like people will leave a comment that'll go like, I literally, in one of the videos, I like, it was silence of like ASMR. And then at the end I go, this is when you go, ooh, and ah. And then I had like a bunch of ooh, ah comments in my comment field, which was great. Cause people actually watched the whole thing. Cause it was literally the last 5 seconds of the video. So something I'm trying now, I've always taken the Luke approach. I still cared, quote unquote, about my content a lot. But at the end of the day, I was kind of putting out whatever. And, you know, whether it was 3D printing, laser, CNC, woodworking, and some of it was sped up. Some of it was 6 seconds. Some of it was 1 minute. And, like, some of it did well. Some of it didn't. Now I'm trying to, like, focus on, like, all right, let me try to actually, like, try a thing for a while and see how it does. And then change it to maybe something else. So right now, I enjoy voiceover content while something is happening. That's still relevant. You know, so I'm trying to do that.
I would say, though, to kind of like if your motivation is really to sell more stuff, right? It's good to remind people that you're selling stuff and you have the stuff that you're making for sale.
Which I don't do at all.
Right. It's just a smart strategy. But, I mean, even if you're not talking about it, right? Whereas for me, I don't sell really anything other than, like, merch, right? So, you know, I don't have the mental capacity to do production work, right? I would blow my brains out. Not to say that, you know, people who do.
Dan, stop rolling your eyes.
I mean,
Dan feels attacked.
If I one more fucking bow tie, I'm gonna fucking shoot up the post office. Like, this is just how it's gonna go.
I'm gonna shoot up the bow tie store.
Yeah, fucking, I'm gonna take down the modern tuxedo place.
Men's warehouse.
Yeah, men's warehouse. What was that? All bow ties?
Those zero clearance.
Zero clearance inserts.
What were that? What was that?
It's for table saw and miter saw inserts, so you can cut through them and get a nice flush cut.
Oh.
Zero clearance insert.
Yeah, yeah.
I make a lot of zero clearance inserts.
He does a lot
insert.
Of those right now. That's his new bow ties.
For everything? Like all the tools?
Yeah.
A lot of saws.
Do you do it
a
for
lot
the
of table saws and miter saws?
Do you do it for the Saw Stop Job Site Pro Saw?
No, actually. I haven't had a chance to get my hands on a job site.
How about
actually
Delta,
slightly different than this.
Delta Cruiser?
12-inch? Yes, I can hook it up.
I'm going to spend some money with you, Danimal.
I'll hook you up.
He just needs to be featured. He needs 3 in-feed organic posts and 4 stories.
Dude, you know what my business plan is? Okay, I had you guys YOLO? Know Pa from Touch My Woodworks. You know that guy?
Yeah.
By chance, he makes those really cool signs.
You have a shirt that says touch it.
Yeah.
I got a shirt somewhere.
Yeah, he's like, hey, man. Yeah. He's like, could you 3D print me like some stuff? Like, he saw some stuff online. He's like, could you print it for me? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem, man. He's like, well, how much? And I was like, honestly, I'm like, just do a post about how good looking I am when you get it. I'm like, that's good enough. And he was like, seriously? I'm like, yeah, that works for me. I'm like, just don't bother me about how long it takes to get to you. And he was like, okay.
I do a zero clearance insert for the Ryobi 12-inch sliding miter saw. I think he's the one that sent me his insert. Because back when I started doing this, I had a lot of my followers send me their inserts right from their saw. And I would take measurements right off there. And I think he sent me the Ryobi one.
Sure. Yeah. I'm shocked it wasn't, what's his name, Scott from Dad at Your DIY or whatever.
He may have. I don't know. My memory.
He's all Ryo. He's a Roy boy all the way. Ryobi yeah. guy.
Those are Ryobi guys. You don't want to fuck with them, man. Like, seriously, out of all the tool people, like,
they have the most accessories.
Dude, I mean, first of all, they're going to be behind your house digging through your scrap wood anyways. I mean, so they're there to fuck with you. So if you don't want to fuck, you don't want to get fucked up. Like, you do now fuck with those Ryobi dudes.
Yeah.
The Festool people, fucking, you could beat them up
noted.
All day.
All day. They're soft, right? Dude. Like Keith Johnson, he's soft.
Oh, my, like a marshmallow.
What is he going to do?
So is that
what
Peter Kapar?
Hey. I just started working on it.
Anywho.
So as far as like, to answer the question, like, content used to like take a lot less. I would throw content, just like whatever, and throw some music over it, speed it up, and be like, cool. And sometimes it did great. Sometimes it blew up like crazy. But I'm trying to do like some quality content. I'm also trying to get more comfortable with actual editing. Because I do want to get into more long form. So I'm actually putting more time into it. And I'm overthinking it a little bit. So easily taking an hour plus per video. So if I was doing that daily,
that might explain why I can't get any new followers. Like I'm still doing the same things that work. I don't know,
but the thing is, there's still plenty of people that are doing the same thing and it's working for them.
A lot of people are having a ton of growth right now. It's been almost a year.
Everyone blew up and then just kind of stayed the same. So
I haven't gained any new followers since like 2020.
Dude, I've had within 100, like it hasn't gone plus or minus more than 50 followers for like 8 months on my Instagram.
Yeah, I've been up and down like 200 followers for like the last like 3 or 4 months. I actually went back under 100,000. I went to 99.999, whatever. Like, and then I went back to 100K and I'm at like 100 and 400, 100K and 400.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm like, no, shut up. You've been at 100K for like years. But the thing is, here's the thing. At the end of the day, if you're actually consistently posting on all the platforms, you could make a throwaway post. It's still going to take you a damn hour to get it on all the platforms. Because you got to find different music on every platform. Like, oh, no, on Facebook, I can't use music to be monetized. So now I got to freaking do a voiceover or something else. Like, it just... It's a lot of freaking work. And thank goodness I have Emma to help me out now, but like it still takes a while to edit the video, get it out, and then it takes her 30 minutes to an hour to schedule them all.
Plus I had someone from Instagram reach out to me and they were like, "Yo, dude, we want to help you with your content to help you improve it."
Pop-ups too.
Yeah, so I clicked it and I talked to the person, right? Dude, the fucking hoops they want you to jump through anyways are not worth it time-wise. They're like basically trying to they're like, you're not going to grow unless you use all of our features and tools. Like, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, well, fuck you guys then, man. Like, seriously, it's not like you guys are paying me. Like, you guys got rid of real bonuses for,
I'm still so sour about that. Like, not only did we stop getting paid.
There's a lot of people sour about that.
We are now paying them. I'm paying them $15 a month for that stupid check mark. And honestly, is it worth it? I might. Go back the other way.
I've had any growth since I got that stupid blue check mark either.
Nope. I feel like that's going to really backfire.
I regret it.
Meanwhile, TikTok is throwing money at people to just stay on platform. They're going to win out for the next couple of years. I'm sorry. But like Instagram screwing up, until you bring bonuses back and make it worth it to be on your platform, you're not going to see the same numbers you saw.
There's some bonus program going on right now on Facebook, and I'm in it, but. It's for everything but reels and stories.
Yeah.
So like photo posts, long form video, carousels, which all do very poorly.
It's
anyway.
So,
yeah. So I'm getting like 10 cents a day. It's stupid.
Oh, Dan, I just checked and my like, so for the longest time, like for the last like 3 or 4 weeks in under bonuses, I had an active bonus. It was showing me that it was one in progress bonus. And I'm like, is your bonuses back? What's happening? Our bonuses are back? And it's gone now. It's gone. So there was nothing ever in there. I clicked it. It would be blank. Dan, I think you had it too.
Thanks, right? Zuck.
Thanks, Zuck. You suck.
No, yeah. But it's like these platforms don't give a shit about the content creators, man.
They really don't care about us at all.
Like, for me personally, I'm experimenting with TikTok where like people on TikTok, what I want them to think about me is I want them to think is that I'm an interesting dude who does woodworking and other making projects. Whereas on Instagram, I think it's, hey, he's a woodworker who is also kind of funny.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, cross-posting is cool, but like I think different platforms, like you want to play yourself differently on different platforms.
Which is
like
too
now
much
with
work,
TikTok
man.
Shop. If I am going to lean into that, I'm going to be doing more TikTok posts that won't make it to any other platform. It'll just be me like talking about like the item that I'm selling or something like that.
Right.
That'll kind of be like, hey, I have an item that I'm selling, but like I'll try to make it like.
I too need to lean into that.
Like
more.
I want
to
sell digital.
I'll tell you
files.
How it does.
That's what I want to do. So I just keep creating them and not posting them. Which is smart.
You and me both, and Dan, we all do the same thing.
I have so many files I can share. Anyway, we have a written in question from Malcolm in the Middle McCutcheon. He says, sorry, can't do a voicemail this week. However, here's a write in. Question is for Luke. Oh. Your short form content game is amazing, like we've been talking about. I watched a few of your long-form YouTube videos, and I don't understand why your epoxy skateboard veneer sledgehammer video only has, like, less than 1,000 views. It's underrated, seriously. Can you speak a bit about short versus long-form content? And do you have any plans? I'm adding this a little bit on the end here. Do you have any plans to do more long form content in the future, or are you going to keep on the short form?
I do have plans for the long form, but it's taken me a really long time to kind of figure out like how I want to do it, because everything I do for me has to fit within something that I find interesting in my style. And like, if somebody else is doing it, like, I'm usually like, well, hey, look, I'm not going to build a cabinet and make a cabinet building video, because 100 dudes have made cabinet building videos, and that's just not me.
Oh yeah, they're rampant,
and it's not that interesting, right? So I do have plans, but I keep pushing them back for really stupid reasons. I have a whole video edited that is a shop tour. Which is funny, my shop has changed a lot since I made this video, and I haven't posted it, right? So, like, my thought is like, well, why don't I just wait till I'm, like, farther along in my shop remodel, and then I'll just post the shop tour, and then on the next video I'll post, like, and here's everything I did to make it seem like I did it all within a week, right? Even though it took me months to do, right? But I do have plans to do long-form content, because I... Like, I like the storytelling part of it, right? And I like, you know, being like trying to express my creativity. But I do love the short form, because it doesn't take that long to do. And I challenge myself a lot on how to make, you know, 30 to 60 seconds interesting, right? Like, every video I put out, like, some I'm not as happy as others, but I definitely think they're all pretty on brand for who I am. So, like, I feel like if you started looking at my account, it would kind of be like a rabbit hole effect, right? Where you would watch one video and you'd be like, this guy's kind of weird. And then you watch the next one and be like, oh no, he's fucking crazy. And then you watch the next one and be like, well, he's actually kind of funny. And then, like, you would
I can't look away from his train wreck.
Yeah, like what the hell is this guy? Like, what was he talking about 6 months ago? You know, like, what the fuck was he talking about a year ago? Like, has this guy always been this much of a nutbag? like that's kind of where, like, with the short form at least, like, you know, I enjoy it, and but I like the what I wish did better were things like stories. I love doing goofy off the cuff rambling in my stories.
Always been my thing. Like, I love stories. I love just sharing my day and people responding to them.
But like, when I go to Instagram, man, I'm like, do I spend my time looking at reels or do I spend my time looking at stories? And then I'm like, but I also know that TikTok has got some nonsense just waiting for me. Come on over, Luke. We want to, you know, teach you about thruples, right? You know, or
thruples, yeah.
What, dude? I went down a thruple rabbit hole on TikTok, man. I don't know how that ended.
Let me write that down.
It's called thruple holes.
Thruples.
You know what thruple is, Dan?
I have no idea what. Dude,
you don't know what thruples are?
I feel like I brought a lot to the table for you, Dan, that you just haven't experienced yet.
He's not ready for thruples.
I mean, technically, you used to be in a thruple.
Dan, just bing it after the episode.
Yeah. All right, let me write that down. Thruple.
It'll be more entertaining if you search for it on Pornhub, but Google will be fine.
4chan. Just look it up on 4chan.
Yeah, Hamster X. So,
I don't know what that is, Luke.
Don't worry about it.
Hamster X.
I don't even know what you're saying anymore.
Can I kill the podcast?
Yes.
No.
I think it's dead.
This won't die.
It died at 170.
Yeah.
170. It's not bad.
I had a good run. A nice round number.
Most podcasts only last till like
Luke kills the podcast.
Seven.
No, I think it's lukewarm mess.
Lukewarm hot mess.
It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress.
Do you have any other voicemails or questions?
That is it for questions. Did I answer the
question? Wow.
Sort of. I think you did your best. Just, and that's all that we can really ask for.
That sums up Luke's page. It's just a grown man trying his best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been known to wreck
which
a few.
Which is what we like all that. Are, guys. It's all we are. It's just a grown men or women trying our best.
Well.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, I think that's it. I mean, like.
Wait, are we getting kicked out now? Is the party over?
Yeah. I'm shutting
this
down.
I think he's doing like the end of the episode.
I'm shutting this down.
He had like that old man, I gotta outro. Go to bed vibe. What's going on?
I really am. And like, look, if you were listening and you're still here, we appreciate you. And please come back.
And if you appreciate us, go check us out on Patreon. Or if you can't do a monetary donation in the form of a subscription, just follow us, leave a like. Leave a review, positive review, 5 stars
share
only, please.
Share the show.
Share the show.
Whatever.
You know, when we do our live, maybe if grandma's passed out on a couch next to you, grab her iPad, you know, turn off Wordle and go to YouTube and watch on that show, that screen too. I don't
know, whatever Wordle.
Whatever old people do.
It's Wordle? Look, I want to give, Luke, I want to give you a huge thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
it
man.
Really
this
was
is
a lot
great.
Of fun.
So much fun.
We enjoy you as a person, as a maker, and as a content creator. This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I haven't laughed this hard in a long time, so I appreciate it.
Plus, you've got a lot to Google after this.
Yeah.
I have so many things. I have Thruple. Thruple's up there.
Yeah, you're going to love that one.
And when you see Ben next, tell him I said, Ooga Booga Booga. He'll know exactly what it means.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, we're not going to work.
Has Ben ever told you about the Menards flag I sent him?
He has not told me about the Menards flag.
Ask him about the Menards flag.
Ask him about Dan's Nards. That's a
fun story.
Wait, I got to write this down. The Menards flag and Dan's Nards.
Yeah. Okay. He said Menards. So
it's the same
Nards.
Thing.
Oh, Menards. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Menards.
See, yeah.
The Menards flag I sent him.
Yeah.
Speaking of Menards, guys, very excited
too?
To partner up with Maker Camp. And we're excited
speaking
to see all
of ham
there, so
sandwiches let's talk about Maker's Camp.
We're excited to announce some new stuff, so stay tuned for next week. We have a topic, Dan. Do you remember?
Yes,
it's the most wonderful time of
for the holiday
busy.
Season
yeah, so we're doing holiday
what?
Prep and how to
you got to get in front of that loop.
We're already late. We should have done this episode in July.
About Christmas before Halloween.
I said holiday, not Christmas. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't say Christmas.
It'd be PC. You can't say Merry Christmas anymore.
You said holiday. Calm down. Let's get
Merry
Christmas. Halloween. You don't even
Happy
know.
Chrysler.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. But yeah, we're going to be doing holiday prep and how we get ready for it and how you should be getting ready for it right now. So that's next week's episode. Make sure to call in with questions for that topic and how, or if you guys have some like feedback on like how
you mean,
guys
like,
get ready.
Like if you're planning on making stuff to sell for the holidays, is that what we're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, because yes. because we yes. all, no matter how much you try, you're going
to
get dragged
this stuff
that.
Better.
Yeah.
Listen in next week when we talk about how to prep for selling stuff for the holidays.
Well, no, I mean, holiday prep could include, like, how to deal with in-laws staying at our house for a week. Like,
this is a woodshop podcast, not a how to bake a turkey. So,
although,
we just kind of assume people know what we're talking about.
Last week, we talked about a spatchcock. What is the term when you smush it flat?
Spatchcocking?
Spatchcock.
Spatchcocking. Okay, yeah. I didn't just say a bad word. That's actually what it's called. Okay.
Spatchcock.
Yeah.
You cut out the spine. And you
Dan, you should Google
smash
cock spatch, though. That's fucking
speaking
totally
of spatchcock, again, sign right, up for I'm our Patreon. Appreciate you guys.
All right, let's call this.
Let's call it.
This is a train wreck and a half.
I told you
let's
you
go.
This.
It's a lukewarm mess.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Room temperature, unlike hot honey, which is not lukewarm. It's hot.
It has nothing to do with the temperature.
That's what it. Wait, lukewarm honey. That's what we're going to call the episode.
Dude,
we'll
like
see.
Podcast all right. cooler.
All right. Or hotter. Anyway.
You ever see the movie?
Catch y'all next week. Bye bye. Thanks for joining us.
I can keep going for another
love
hour.
Love you long time.
Bye.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.